Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Saturday. I am Kim Pagano, and actually today I'm coming from Panama City, Florida. My husband and I are taking a little trip over here in our motorhome, and missed a little bit of the tornado, but we are all good. And let me tell you, the beaches are white sand and blue water. So anyways, just wanted to share a little bit. I'm so glad that you are all here, and I thank you so much for tuning in here. Lots of winners again last week. So again, thank you so much. I do want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, when you call in, make sure that you're getting our newsletter, and that goes out every single Friday. It lets you know about our guests and how to get in touch with them, and about all the events that are coming up. They are coming up. People are starting to definitely have events everywhere, and I think we're going to be back. So I do always like to start our show with something uplifting, and today's is Don't Dream Your Life, Live Your Dream. And so many of us are waiting and watching, and life is still not, you know, it's still not back to normal. And my heart goes out to everybody in Ukraine, and just all we can do is pray for them and hope that we appreciate what we have here. So with that, I do want to remind you that you can download our podcast, and that is Kim Pagano Show. And also reach out to me. I would love to know who's out there and who's listening. We've got a great show for you today, and our first guest is Jacqueline Samuel. She's the president and CEO, Resilient Healthcare, Doctor of Physical Therapy. And, of course, she started Resilient Healthcare 3 years ago and has proceeded over its rise as a leader in the hospital at home space. And so many of us need this. Sometimes we just, you know, we need to be in our home space and be able to get better there. So let's bring Jacqueline on, and we'll find out a little bit more. Jacqueline, thank you so much for joining us here today. And please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kim. I am Jacqueline. I am the president and CEO of Resilient Healthcare, as you said. I'm also a mom to two little boys, 3 and 5.
I saw them. Very cute pictures.
Thank you. I am from New Jersey originally, but I live in Texas. I've been in Texas for, I want to say, 9 years now. Mm-hmm. And that's a little bit about me.
Yeah. So how did you get into this industry?
So I'm a physical therapist by trade. I got my doctorate from, at the time, was University of Medicine of New Jersey. Now it's Rutgers University. Actually, we were the first graduating class that had the switchover. So my degree says Rutgers. And I was operating, I was working in a home health agency, and I was also working in an outpatient clinic. And my father had had a stroke, and then he had another one and another one. And he fell into this bucket of chronic care management. He was living in New Jersey, and I was living in Texas. And so I was flying back and forth. And at the same time, I was working in home health, and I was seeing it all the time. And I came up with this idea as to, hey, I think a lot of this care that he's going back to the emergency room for, we can deliver in his home. And really got into, is it even legal? How come we haven't done it before? What's the structure? And, you know, that was my first.
I love that. So you basically were thinking out of the box, right?
Yeah. And so, and I was just like, why hasn't this happened before? Is there a reason? Why is it structured this way? And I think when you go into an industry and you're totally green field like that, I mean, I was a clinician, and I'm walking into what's legal, what's billable, and you start learning pretty fast. And then you're like, okay, I think we can actually do this. And so that was the initial idea.
Right. Wow. And so, you know, it's interesting. So many of us have our careers through a journey that we've helped somebody else. And with this, it was your father, correct?
It was my father, yeah.
Yeah. And is he doing okay? Or
he passed a few years ago.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. So that's how you had the idea to start this business. And how hard was it juggling the startup workload and being a mom?
It's been a little crazy. So I started the business around the same time I had kids. And so we had, I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. And so when we opened the doors, I was like 9 months pregnant with my second kiddo. And I didn't take much time off, but it's been okay. You know, I think that work-life balance is always going to be a big topic, especially for working moms, especially for single working moms. And so it's been good. You know, it's just time management. It's making sure that when you're with your kids, you're present. When you're not with your kids,
you're working hard, getting it all done.
Humanly possible done.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and now, at what point did you know your business was going to blossom and that, you know, I mean, it's so funny. We have this idea and then we start putting it together and then we kind of work on it and all of a sudden we're like, wow. Or did you have a business plan and you worked it? Which way did you, I always say like there's one way, like start it, kind of like fake it till you make it. Or you have a whole business plan and you're very organized and you work it that way. Which way are you?
I would say I am extremely organized, but it doesn't matter how organized you are when you start a company. You have no idea
in where it's
going
to go.
You can do all the performance and all the projections and all, you know, whatever you want, but you still have no idea how the market's going to take it. And so, I was super organized, but to answer your question, I don't know. Like the first year was a lot of educating. I wanted to tell people what we were doing, and then you know, you get feedback of like, oh yeah, this is definitely needed, this is the future of healthcare and all of that. And then COVID hit, which changed everything, and there was more of a need for what we were delivering, especially during the pandemic. And I think at that point I was like, okay, we are very suited to do this. Medicare announced their hospital at home program, which we really fit into since we were delivering high acuity care already with an interdisciplinary approach with, you know, physicians. And so I think every year I see a little bit more of like, oh, this is, we're suited for this. The business is going to blossom. It's going to continue blossoming. The past couple of years have been crazy growth. And so the market asked for it and we've been delivering. But with that comes, there's the other end of it, too. Now there's a need. The pandemic happened. People want to stay home. We have the technology to be able to deliver higher, better, more efficient care in patients' homes. And that means there's going to be more competitors, too. And so, yes, we were early on. And, you know, you juggle all of that as a startup, as the CEO, as a founder.
Right, right. I love that. So will you be expanding outside of Texas, or are you just mostly in Texas, or in, you know, what's your future?
We launched in Texas and we operate in Texas right now. We have a strong rural health hold in the rural health initiative, and so we have launched a few initiatives in Texas specifically. We will expand outside of Texas. We're already talking to a few other states and launching in those states.
Jacqueline, so Samuel is who we're talking to right now, and I thank you so much for waking up and starting your day in a positive way. And of course, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And Jacqueline, let me ask you a question. How did COVID help or hurt your business?
COVID, I would say, helped the business, of course. People wanted more care delivered to their homes. They didn't want to go to hospitals. You know, it's an unknown pandemic at the time. You
had
no idea how bad COVID was. And so it accelerated our business for sure, and it accelerated how we delivered care.
I like that. I mean, you know, it is interesting, the businesses that it helped and the businesses that it really hurt. So what do you see for your future? And when it comes to at-home care, and what can you share with us for other women with children that really want to do? I just got done writing a article, and for anybody that doesn't know, I write for Kaneo Valley Lifestyle. But on, you know, living your dreams, you know, we all have these dreams when we're young girls and young children, and, you know, to be a wife, a mom, an entrepreneur, to have a business that is really recognized in our community. And was this part of it?
Was this part of my dream? I would say, yes. I always thought that I was going to get into some sort of self-employment, entrepreneurship. I didn't think that it was going to be to this magnitude, but I'm grateful for it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of advice for other women that are possibly going into business and have to be able to juggle it? You know, I think it's a blessing that you're so organized. You know, are you pretty rigid about what you do every day? Is it kind of the same thing? Like, no?
No, not at all.
That was a fast no. Okay.
Yeah, you can't be. I mean, if you're juggling a lot of things and you juggle them well, like, you can't be too rigid in your schedule. I would say advice is give yourself a break. Don't forget about your mental health, but keep at it. You know, like, you're going to.
I'm so glad you said mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets, you know, overwhelming. It is, you're responsible for lives at home as a mom. You're responsible for lives at work as an employer. And so keep at it. Keep going. You're doing a great job. But don't forget about your own mental health. And I think that's very important for people in my position.
I love that. So let's just briefly, we have a couple minutes left. What is mental health to you? What do you do to fill your own cup?
I love to hike, and so I take time off to make sure that I could go hiking every once in a while, especially if I have been super stressed for a really long time. And I think that's a big thing for me. That's kind of how I can turn my brain off and refresh, and, you know, get back to my center, my you are here type of presence. I also, you know, I like hot yoga and stay active and.
Right, so you do take time for yourself.
Yes, and that's exactly what my advice would have been. Find something where you can tune everything out and just have time to be present with yourself, and whatever that thing is, make sure you make time for it.
And Jacqueline, do you have any partners in your business, or is it just you?
That's a loaded question. It's loaded because we are in the middle of doing a raise, and so I'll leave it at that.
Okay, perfect. So when you make decisions, are you a person that makes very quick decisions, or are you one that really kind of like works through them and kind of looks at every angle? How do you, you know, there's two different kind of business people.
It depends. So sometimes you know exactly what you want, you're going to make that decision quickly and you're going to move on. Other times, especially big decisions that will affect the direction of the company, it's very important to me to hear what everybody else thinks in my network, in my circle. And so I have my senior leaders, I get their opinions. My clinicians, I get their opinions. I like to be, you know, people, not everyone thinks of the same thing in the same way. And so if I can gather how other people are thinking about a certain decision we're about to make, then I can make the best informed decision.
I love that.
So I would,
you know,
say,
I work pretty much the same way. I think many hands make a little work. And so, yes, there has to be one person making that last final decision, but you gather it. You know, people think, oh, you get confused if you ask too many people, but it's not really asking. It's hearing what other people think, and they're, you know, can definitely spark an idea. And so,
Well,
I love that. Thank you so much for coming on our show, the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Leave us with a brighter side of your life.
A brighter side of my life. My kiddos are the brightest side of my life, I would say that.
Aren't they? I know. Aren't our children the best? I love that. So, well, cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story on here on the Kim Pagano Show. I wish you lots of luck. And please share our show with everyone and download our podcast. And how do my listeners find out more about you?
They can follow me on social media. I don't have a lot of social media, but my Instagram is Jacqueline_Samuel. And you can find me on LinkedIn. It's Jacqueline Samuel as well.
There you go. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we are so grateful that you are here. And, of course, I have tickets to give away to you to the Ventura Music Festival, and that's their 27th season. And I've got tickets for April 9th. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to get you there. And leave us your name, your number, and your email. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, joining me again for our second week is Todd and Todd Pacton. And of course, we are going to be talking about the importance of self-love. And of course, I am so excited because this is so needed in our world right now. So again, let's bring him on. Todd, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, yeah, truly the brighter side. And for anybody that has not, tuned in last week, I definitely want to take them to your YouTube channel. So tell everybody a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I've decided to bring back my 12 Weeks to Living a Happier Life. It's a program that I had back in 2012. I traveled the country, helped a lot of people. I kind of got away from all of it. You know, we can all get off track. I got off track. And due to COVID, I had a lot of people call me up and say, bring the program back. I wanted to make it simple. I put it on YouTube. You simply go to YouTube and type in Finding Happiness with Todd. You'll see my 12 weeks so that when you hear about this on the radio, if you're driving and you can't really write down what you want to do, you just go to Finding Happiness with Todd on YouTube, and you'll pretty much see me on video.
And I love that. We had so many calls last week, Todd, so we know that we're really – people are hearing this and they're feeling this. And, of course, I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us that Todd Pacton is the author of Finding Happiness and a TEDx Mindstream Academy about feeling good about you. He's experienced his own struggles, and now Todd is giving back to help our world when we need it most, and now sharing. And today, last week, we talked about the first course. This week, we're on the second week of course, and it's really focusing on taking charge of your mind. You know, that's such an important thing to really be talking about, Todd, because we can control what we think about. And so many times I've talked to so many people where their own minds are holding them back, not what other people are doing, but what we are doing. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, actually, week two for me is the physical, it's movement. But week three is just what you're saying. The next time we come back, we're going to talk about taking charge of the mind. But I'm really glad you brought it up because week two and week three go together. They're preparation weeks. If we can get the body in the right frame and we can get the mind right where we want it, then we can shoot through the rest of the program. And it's really difficult, this program, because I'm trying to have you change the way that you've acted for your entire life. Almost like a record player, we've got to change the grooves and have you go reverse, like we did last week when you're always saying mean things to yourself. We want you to say nice things to yourself. So we start off with movement this week, and I start off with movement because I think it's the quickest way that you can take yourself from feeling down to more positive. We know that movement is a natural antidepressant. It makes you relaxed, makes you feel more powerful. It makes you feel like you can do things that 10 minutes before you didn't feel like you could do.
Let me ask you, when you say movement, is it just literally go for a walk, literally, you know, take a hike, or what is it exactly when
it
you
is.
Say movement?
It is. You know, it used to be my first version of the program, it was exercise. And I was encouraging people to join a gym and work out, you know, fairly vigorously, because I know when I was younger and I had the energy to go to the gym, some days would be awful for me at work. And then I'd go to the gym, work out real hard, and feel like I was unstoppable when I came out, and it changed my whole perspective. But many people said, Todd, that's you. Most Americans aren't like that. Most Americans, to be honest with you, sit on the couch more than they probably should and don't do a lot. So they said, just focus on movement. So it's exactly what you said, Kim. If people can get out for what I want is 10 minutes a day or 20 minutes every other day, you can walk. Some people like to dance. I even have some people who love to clean the house. They do 20 minutes every other day cleaning the house. That's exercise. That's movement.
Yeah.
Some people like that. Zumba.
I really like that, Todd. And you know what? I'm glad that you actually changed it from exercising, because that might feel like, oh, I got to go exercise. But to just get out of the house, take some deep breaths, and take a walk is easy.
Perfect. That's all we want. We just want minor steps. If you do it, any change is good. Initially, if you can only walk for 5 minutes, I'll take it. And then 6 minutes, 7 minutes, you get up to 10 minutes a day. The other thing I want to recommend in all of my weeks is try to partner up with someone if you know they're also doing the program. So at the end of the day, you can call each other and say, hey, did you do your 10 minutes? And did you do your 10 minutes? Just to keep everybody positive and moving in the right direction.
I love that. Now, talk to us about, some people put a lot of pressure on themselves, right? What do you think of that?
Well, this is the next thing I wanted to talk about, which was self-love, because I knew that the movement piece is so short. It's so important, as I said last week, the way you treat yourself. We can treat ourselves so harshly. So what we want to do is learn how to love ourselves, because if you love yourself, then you'll treat yourself the way you do other people that you love, maybe a parent, a wife, or a son. And if you don't love yourself, you can make your life a living hell. So we really want to focus on that today. And realize that there are people all throughout your day that are telling you you're not good enough. I think of my kids. If anyone has kids, they're fantastic at telling you you don't do enough and you're not good enough.
Yeah.
But sometimes your spouse can do the same thing. Certainly your boss can do the same thing. So we need to be our own best friend. The other point I want to make is when you're trying to get to do something new, let's say you decide to take this program and you mention it to someone like a parent or a spouse, many times they'll knock you down and say, oh, don't try that. You know, you don't need to do that. You don't need to try to do better. And realize they're doing that because they want to protect you. They don't want you to fail. And they also don't want you to leave them behind. But you need to fight that. You need to fight through that if you want to be better and you want to do something new in your life.
Wow, really, really good advice. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. One, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Todd Patkin, and that's P-A-T-K-I-N. And you can find him after this. One, on my podcast, and so definitely listen to them there, and also on YouTube. His 12-week course is all there, and of course with him. So I love this, and again, we're talking about the second week, and so Todd, continue, because this is so good.
Okay, and the other thing in terms of loving yourself, it's so important that you're doing things right. You know, you're being good to people. If for some reason you're being dishonest, and you're not living up to your expectations, well, it's certainly hard to love yourself. So the best thing to do is just every day wake up and say, I'm going to try to be a good person today. We also want you to be easier on yourself. You know, it's funny. I was thinking today what example I could give. When I was a senior in high school, I went to a dance with a girl, and I was a real, like, you have to say, loser. I was very insecure back then. Not only did I wear big, like boots that you'd wear out in the field. I didn't know what to wear on my feet. The minute we got to the dance, I pulled the chair out and she sat on the floor.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I was trying to be so cool. And so back then, it bothered me enough that it still bothers me today. But you know, at this age, at 56, if I did it, I'd laugh at it, because I know we all do that stuff. I often say even the President of the United States, I bet, walks into a room every once in a while with his fly down. You know, it's just something that we all do. So I had a fortune cookie once, and it said you grow up the day you have your good first laugh at yourself. So when you do something dumb, just realize that we're all doing dumb stuff. And don't beat yourself up that night because of what you did.
I love that. Really good advice there. What's next?
I was just going to say, and remember, all this stuff isn't easy. you know, this is changing your mind. So even if you can just improve on it a little bit, right now maybe you're not happy with yourself. You know, every single day you just try to like yourself a little bit more and give yourself more of a break.
Yeah, I love this. You know I shared this in the very beginning that you actually went through this really hard time. And so that's really the reason you made this whole course, correct?
Yeah, growing up, I was a really insecure person. I had a lot of hang-ups. I was bullied a lot, had a lot of homesickness, and had a very difficult time in college because of it. And then I had a nervous breakdown at the age of 36, a terrible breakdown. I was suicidal for 2 days, just had been working too hard and broke a foot, and I couldn't work out, which had become, you know, what my drug of choice, so to speak. When I was stressed out, I could go to the gym and work through it, and I couldn't work through it. And I fell very, very down. And I finally came up with a program that at least worked for me, which is the 12-week program, each week doing something different to lift up my spirits.
Wow, isn't that incredible? You know, it's interesting to me because we are all so hard on ourselves. And when we get that way, I mean, I know you're walking us through this. We're on our second week here. Is there, I mean, and you talked about having somebody to kind of fall back on, like a buddy, a pal,
buddy, right.
You know?
Right.
Those are all incredible things. But, you know, what if somebody has, like, lost their job or they are monetarily?
I think the first thing you have to do is take inventory of what you do have.
Okay.
So, for example, I was talking to someone recently who was feeling like, you know, everything was just awful, and it is. She's got cancer and she's very sick. But I said, you know, you've got a daughter you love. You've got, you know, your dad and you are so close. You've got a job you absolutely love. Mm-hmm. So other than your health, you have so much to be grateful for. So I think that's the first thing, to realize that, yeah, you lost your job, but that's not the whole world.
Right.
You know, there's so
very good advice.
I had such a difficult time having a child. We had to do infertility, and it didn't take, and then do it again and again and again. And finally, we had my son. So somebody loses a job, but they have four beautiful kids. If they, you know, you say, well, look, would you ever trade your kids for your job? And the answer, of course, is no. So just be grateful that you've got your kids. You've got your health, you've got your wife, and we'll take this one step at a time. But it's just one part of your life that's down, and we have to get a plan as to how you're going to get a job again.
I love it. I love it. Anything else that you can add to this, Todd?
I think the only other thing is I want you to celebrate your successes. Anytime you succeed, it's very important to celebrate. We don't do enough celebrating when we do well. We just beat ourselves up when we don't do well. And then constantly try to improve. If you're always trying to do a little bit better every day, and that's with my program, you know, starting out with week one and being nicer to yourself, and then week two, 10 minutes of movement every day. If you're constantly improving, it's a lot easier to love yourself rather than if you're just really not living up to your expectations.
Very, very cool. And how do our listeners find your book? Because I think your book is so important to also have.
If they want to go to my website, which is Todd Patkin, T-O-D-D Patkin, P-A-T-K-I-N.com, toddpatkin.com, and you can get my book, my workbook, and my CD. You can also see my TED Talk there and some other speeches that I did. And if you want, again, to check out the 12-week program on video, go to YouTube and type in Finding Happiness with Todd.
Right. And it's for no charge there.
Everything's free.
Yeah. And also your workbook. Talk to us for a second about that. Is this on the same thing that we're talking about?
Yeah. The workbook is the same thing as the 12-week program. I've updated a little bit. So if you get the workbook,
Okay. You'll
see, and then you watch the 12-week video, you'll see it's slightly different. Maybe 80% of it's the same, 20% of it's different and newer. But the workbook was the original 12-week program. And you may want to get it because it's very helpful to work.
Yeah, and is that really what you work through, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Again,
yeah, and as I said, if enough people want the book, I'll come out and do a signing in bank.
There you go. I love it. All right. Well, if you are interested in learning more about any of this stuff that Todd is talking about, and, of course, really, he's just really giving back right now, and self-love is so important, and really just liking yourself. But better than anything, celebrating your own success is what Todd's talking about, and being kind to ourselves. And so many people just really don't have that. And being your own best friend, right, Todd?
That's what it's all about. There's enough people who are going to knock you down. You got to be there to cheer yourself up. You got to focus on what you do right, what you've accomplished. As I said, every day we do 100 things right in a day. You get up, you brush your teeth right, you don't brush your nose. You drive to work, you don't drive the wrong way. You do 100 things right in a day. Because we're fallible, we're human, you may do one thing wrong. 99% of us that night will focus on the one thing we did wrong, make ourselves miserable, wake up the next day and look for that one thing wrong again.
What a great message. Todd Patkin, always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much,
Kim. I want to remind everybody that he is going to be on for 12 consecutive, well, we got a little break in there, but 12 weeks giving you these tips, and I am so grateful to have you on here.
Thank you. You're amazing. I love being on.
Well, I love what you're doing, too, and I wish you lots of well and lots of good stuff, so thank you again. And download our podcast and share it with everyone.
Okay, thanks.
You got it. Thanks, Todd. Take care. All right. We are we're going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, I've got a couple more incredible guests, and I'd love to share them with you. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
It's a beautiful morning.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's BarbaraDoust.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. My next guest is Lash Berry, and of course, he is Hollywood gift guru, founder of Distinctive Assets. And, of course, the legendary Everyone Wins nominee gift bag celebrated by the Hollywood Biggest Night for a milestone. And, of course, it's their 20th year. Let's welcome Lash. Welcome, Lash.
Hi, Lash.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Very good. I'm looking forward to learning about this year. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I've got Lash Berry here from Distinctive Assets. And welcome.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to chat with you about our fabulous nominee gift bags.
Yeah, talk to us about this year. And I know we've actually missed a couple of years because life happened, right?
Yes, life has happened and continues to happen, but we haven't missed any years. We still delivered last year. This isn't an in-person event. So while
exactly,
all the in-person events were canceled, because these nominees are so busy, we actually have always, this is their 20th year doing this, crazy enough, time flies.
Isn't that amazing? Good for you.
Thank you. And from the beginning, we've always delivered it directly to them, so they can enjoy it at home. This is a very stressful week for them, stressful month, stressful time of year. So we don't expect them to do anything except sit at home, have an amazing delivery on their doorstep, and then be able to enjoy all the fabulous things that we've put together for them.
Okay, so what did you put together? I can't wait to share this with everybody. You did such a great job.
I'm particularly proud of this year, I have to say. It's maybe my best. I make sure that every year, but it's like my aunt always used to say, she'd make a fresh batch of biscuits, and I'd say, Aunt Vi, these are the best biscuits you ever made. She's like, that's because these are here and the others are gone.
I love it.
But one of my favorite items, and if you're as excited about the new Downton Abbey movie as I am, you're going to love Highland Titles. They're giving each nominee a small plot of land, which makes them part of a community of landowners known as the Lords and Ladies of Glencoe. So they may or may not become Oscar royalty, but win or lose, they're all going to become lords and ladies. And I know this part's important to you. There's a give-back component. So if you buy a plot of land and a title as a gift for someone, and this makes such a great gift, the money goes towards land conservation efforts in Scotland. So love that gift.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Opo Pop this year. They are changing the popcorn game, and there's no more iconic companion to movie watching than popcorn. We're still watching more movies at home than ever before, and we can't sacrifice our popcorn. And Opo Pop has created the world's first flavor-wrapped popcorn kernels, meaning each kernel is individually pre-wrapped in flavor. You simply choose your favorite flavor. They've got savory and sweet options. You pour it into the included microwave bowl and popper, and you pop yourself a delicious treat. I can't say enough great things about how delicious this
popcorn is. Oh, my God. My mouth's salivating right now. I'm like, ooh, okay,
If you love popcorn, you're going to love their flavors. I love their cheddar jalapeno. They've got a Maui Heat. They've got some sweet flavors, too. Speaking of sweet and delicious treats, we've got Balsan Biscuits back this year doing another amazing.
They were incredible last
year. Another briefcase full of their delicious, sustainably sourced chocolate-covered biscuits and wafers. Spermidine Life, if you're like me and had too many of these biscuits, Spermidine Life by Longevity Labs is actually giving a package of supplements that help with anti-aging, weight loss, immunity, memory, by naturally increasing the production of a youth molecule found in our bodies known as spermidine, thus the name. So we can all use a little bit more longevity and youth in our life. And then no gift bag would be complete without amazing skincare. And they're getting over $1,000 worth of Hempera Cosmeticos Nano Amplified Plant Based CBD Skincare, which is just a very fancy way of saying the product penetrates deeper into the skin for better results.
Wow. Incredible, incredible. And of course, for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, we're talking with Lash Berry. Every year, I've been so blessed to be able to share his amazing gifts with so many people. And of course, give out your website so our listeners can be a part of what you do, too.
Yeah, the website is distinctiveassets.com. And then the most up-to-date information is always on our Instagram, which is at swagassets.
Okay, perfect. And so how do you gather these? I know it takes all year long, and you're probably already working on next year, right? kind of
we
just...
We are. It's a year-round endeavor.
Talk to us about that. How do people get into your gift bag, and how do they find out, you know, about being part of this?
Yeah, well, we've got a team of people reaching out to brands, you know, going to trade shows now that those are back again.
Yes, I know.
And finding people online. We've worked because we've been doing this for 20 years in this case. We're getting ready to do our 23rd Grammy gift lounge. We're going to Vegas next week. And because we've been doing it so long, a lot of these publicity firms, a lot of these brands, they know to reach out to us when they've got a new product that they're launching. And then also a lot of it is stuff that I discover that I genuinely love that I want to share. For example, I was recently introduced to the most amazing baked goods from a company called Wunderkex out of Austin, mm-hmm. Texas. The cutest gay couple owns it. Busy Phillips single-handedly saved their company with a tweet back when the pandemic started. But someone sent me a box of their brownies and cookies. I thought the presentation was amazing. It's like a whole rainbow flourish when you open the box. It makes you feel happy. And I was like, I have to include these.
That is like a happy eating.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that. Okay.
Yeah. Same thing with skincare. I was recently introduced to a company called Biro. It's all salad-infused beauty products. So the concept being we spend a lot of time thinking about healthy food that we put into our bodies, but we don't always give the same thought to the healthfulness of the products we put on our body. Our skin's the largest organ. And Biro has a lot of products, but I particularly love their Bitter Green Essence Toner. So it's things like that. It's about sharing.
You do such a great job. You know, I know I love being a radio host. But you have a fun job, too, because I'm sure people are just always throwing, like, look at this, you know, and you find all the passionate things to share. What a fun job. How did you get started? I don't know if we ever really talked about that last.
Yeah, 20 years ago, we were selling clothing to TV shows, going on set to the costume designers. They'd buy the clothing for the show. Then the actresses saw that we had racks of great stuff, and they started doing personal shopping with us and then asking us to do their Christmas shopping and wrap gifts. And then that led to an invitation to put together the first ever Grammy gift bag. Like I said, we're getting ready to do our 23rd, so it was a long time ago. And after that, it was just such an immediate hit. Everyone loved it. The celebrities loved receiving it. The shows loved the fact that we put together these amazing things without them having to be involved in it. The media loved it. I loved it. It was sort of a win-win-win. So we just ended up doing so many award shows.
Good for you. Wow. Well, again, it's always a pleasure. I look forward to this every year. And of course, now I'm following you through social. I get to see all the stuff that you're involved in. And please share our show with everyone. And thank you again for doing what you're doing.
Thanks so much, Kim. You have a beautiful week.
You too. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks
okay,
so much,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. My next guest is Dr. Stephen Cliff, and he is the deputy of administrator of NHTSA and oversees the nation's vehicle safety. Spring Forward is all about for safety. Do you know if your vehicle has an open safety recall? He's going to talk to you about that. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, joining me here is Dr. Stephen Cliff, Deputy Administrator of National Highway Traffic Safety Admission. And we're talking about springing forward. But for safety, do you know if your vehicle has an open safety recall? Sometimes we get those things in the mail and we just throw them away and don't even think about it. And Dr. Cliff is here to talk about that. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Kim. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, tell us. So there's a couple things that I'm reading here. By using your VIN number, you can actually look up, right, if there is a manufacturer defect or anything that you need to take care of.
That's right. Well, I hope you didn't throw away that mail if you did receive it. But if you did, that's okay. You can go to our website and check the vehicle identification number on our website and see if there's any safety-related issue with your vehicle. It's easy to do. It's fast. Our website is nhtsa.gov/recalls. That's nhtsa.gov/recalls. You can punch in your VIN number there, and it'll tell you immediately whether there's a safety-related recall with your vehicle.
What a great idea. And what is Vehicle Safety Recall Week, and why does it fall around daylight savings time?
We focus on this week each March because it's an opportunity for vehicle owners to think about safety for their vehicles when they're also thinking about safety or safety-related maintenance for their house, like changing the battery in your smoke detector. We want you to go out to your vehicle and check that VIN and see whether there's a recall associated with it. If there is a recall, then you take it to a dealer, either where you purchase the vehicle or any dealer that services that particular make of vehicle, and they'll repair that recall for free. There's no cost to the vehicle owner.
And how do they, you know, just a little back knowledge here for, are they constantly checking vehicles and finding out things that didn't work, or are they reported like, you know, maybe accidents or maybe fires? I don't know. How do they find that out?
There's a number of ways that we get that information. Manufacturers are required to report to us if there's any problem with the vehicle. But also vehicle owners may find a safety-related issue with their vehicle or think that something's a problem, and they can report that to us as well. Again, from that same website, you can report a safety problem, or you can go to our safety hotline, call this number 888-327-4236. Again, that's 888-327-4236, and you can report a safety-related issue to us. We follow up on all those various reports and make a determination whether there's a potential safety issue, work with the manufacturer to issue a recall.
Very interesting. And, of course, by doing this, you're actually kind of safer on the road, right, for all of us, because if you're having a problem and you're on the road and you catch on fire or your brakes, you know, give out or anything that happens, one, you're keeping yourself safe, but also the community, correct?
Absolutely. It's a way to address safety problems and any sort of safety issue, hopefully before a problem occurs. If there's a known problem with the vehicle, getting it repaired will avoid that issue. Just last year, we had 987 vehicle safety recalls issued, and that affected more than 22.8 million vehicles. So there's a lot of vehicles out there with potential safety issues, and we'd like you to get them repaired right away. And again, that's free to the vehicle owner.
Right. Right. And of course, you go either to the dealership, or does it matter if your vehicle is older or is it only for brand new?
No, older vehicles as well. In fact, older vehicles may be ones that are a little bit harder to reach. Manufacturers won't always have the information associated with the vehicle owner if a vehicle has changed hands a number of times. So that's even more important to check on our website. Or you can download the Safer Car app that's available on the Android or iPhone App Store and put that on your smartphone, put in that vehicle identification number, and it'll alert you now or in the future if a vehicle or a safety-related recall is associated with your vehicle.
That's a great idea. So how can our listeners, one, file a vehicle safety-related complaint?
You want to file a complaint on our website. There's a report a safety concern, a link on our website right at the top of the page, or call our hotline, 888-327-4236, and report the complaint, provide that information to NHTSA, and we follow up on it.
I love it. I love it. And again, this is really interesting. And I always think, you know, what a perfect way to match it up with making sure that your fire safety is all in your home are okay. And even if you have parents or, you know, elders that you know, go over there and just make sure. These are all things. And maybe check their cars, too, so that you can make sure that they're safe. Where can my listeners go for more information?
You can always go to our website at nhtsa.gov, and that provides information about recalls. It's right there on our website. Or, as I mentioned, you can download that Safer Car app for your Android or iPhone smartphone, and it'll give you information there. Another thing you mentioned, not only checking for your parents and family, but at work, you can mention it to your coworkers, or even maybe schedule a lunchtime or after work, sort of everyone go out and check their VIN right now and see if there's a problem. It's for a lot of people, it will be a surprise that there's an issue with their vehicle they had no idea existed.
That is so interesting. Okay. Well, again, Dr. Stephen Cliff, thank you so much for joining us and making us aware of that vehicle safety recalls, and that is happening. But really, just I think, you know, downloading that and just putting your number in there so it will automatically get in touch with you, right? So I love it. Again, and also your children, right? Your kids that are just starting to drive, they're worrying about driving. They're not worrying about the safety of their car. So really good stuff there. Thank you again for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
And, of course, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I have to just say, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. Never allow waiting to become a habit. Live your dreams and take risks. Life is happening right now. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.